Narrated Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions assumed ihram for Hajj, and none except the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Talha had the Hadi with them. Ali had come from Yemen, and he had the Hadi with him. Ali said, I have assumed ihram with an intention like that of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered his companions to intend the ihram with which they had come for Umrah, that is, to perform the tawaf of the Kaaba and sa'i, going between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, to get their hair cut short, and then to finish their ihram, with the exception of those who had the hadi with them. They asked, shall we go to Mina, and the private organs of some of us are dribbling, if we finish ihram and have sexual relations with our wives? The Prophet, peace be upon him, heard that and said, had I known formerly what I know now, I would not have brought the hadi. If I did not have the hadi with me, I would have finished my ihram. Aisha got her menses and performed all the ceremonies of Hajj, except the tawaf. So when she became clean from her menses, and she had performed the tawaf of the Kaaba, she said, O Allah's Messenger, you people are returning with Hajj and Umrah, and I am returning only with Hajj. So he, peace be upon him, ordered Abdurrahman bin Abu Bakr to go with her to At-Tan'im. Thus, she performed Umrah after the Hajj in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Suraqa bin Malik bin Jursham met the Prophet, peace be upon him, at Al-Aqaba, Jamaratul Aqaba, while the latter was stoning it, and said, O Allah's Messenger, is this permissible only for you? The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, No, it is forever, that is, it is permissible for all Muslims to perform Umrah before Hajj.